Eve did not fall because of what she saw, fail because of a conversation. If you want to win a woman, have great conversation. If you want to win a woman, have great conversation. The more intelligent a woman is, the more experienced a woman is, the more cultured a woman is, the more diverse a woman is, the more she's looking for someone who can have intelligent conversation, stimulating conversation. If you want to improve conversation, for example, I saw on Facebook, somebody said, don't text what you doing. I'm not talking about girls, I'm talking about women. But if a woman is doing stuff, you got to keep up with her. You have to literally win her mind so that she will have interest in talking to you. Because if you do not win her mind because she's extremely busy, she will totally move on from you and get back to what she is actually doing.
Move freely with Sculpted. Specializing in workout attire made to maximize your movement and training, trust Sculpted for your men's and women's athletic wear. From pump covers and joggers to sports bras and leggings, use the code ALLEN10 to save 10% off your first purchase today. Visit www.sculpted.co.
I'm cute though. Y'all know I ain't lying. Yes, sir. Y'all, welcome to Bed With Y'all. It's about to be phenomenal. It's about to go down, y'all. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, so last week we did a session, What Men Absolutely Hate That Women Do. And so Tonight we want to do What Women Hate That Men Do. I think it's very, very important, y'all. I think it's very, very important that we, one of the things I was thinking about earlier today is we both, men and women, we tend to complain about one another. And the truth of the matter is, I think subconsciously we have this expectation that we are to absolutely understand how the opposite sex operates. When the truth of the matter is, I am not a woman and you are not a man. So the objective is to learn one another. So that's what this is. It's not men or women bashing. Mm-hmm. It is learning so that your relationships or your future relationships can be better. All right. So here it is. Number one, brothers, this is your day. Like, share, and tag, ladies, let the men know, hey, we're talking about things that they could use. So you can send this link to your guy, your husband, your dude, whatever. Number one, women absolutely hate when men don't keep their word. Now, it's very, very important. If you say you're going to do something for her, if you say you're going to do something with her, if you say you're going to purchase something for her, put this in the comments. Do it. Men, learn how to keep your word. All right, we understand schedule conflicts, ABCD, but we're talking about habitual, not keeping your word, not honoring your word. One of the things that we learned as we were growing up years ago by the OGs, your word is all you have as a man. Your word is all you have as a man. And one of the things men need to understand is when a man says something, a woman holds strong to what you have said. So you have to learn how to keep your word. Number two, women hate men that don't follow through. Now, we had a conversation about this earlier. What's the difference between keeping your word and following through? Keeping your word, we can use that as an example of, if you say you're going to pick me up, if you say you're going to take me out, if you say you're going to buy me this, if you say we're going to do this, then, you know, do that. But follow through is something that is not necessarily discussed, but it's something that is observed. And when I heard that definition, I said, that's phenomenal. A woman can look at your life and notice that you don't follow through. Hey, I'm about to start this business. Hey, I'm about to go do this. Hey, I'm going to look for a job. Hey, I'm about to finish this. Hey, I'm about to start back school. Hey, I'm going to save this amount of money. Hey, I'm going to stop doing this. Hey, I'm going to start coming home on time. Hey, I'm going to do this. Hey, I'm going to do that. And she just notices that you do not follow through. Women pay attention to inconsistencies in your personal life. You never complete anything. You never finish anything. Women hate men that don't have a plan. If you hear me, a man is supposed to hear. This is one of the powerful responsibilities of a man. A man is responsible for giving society direction. A man is responsible for giving society direction. I did not say women cannot do that. But when you study the intention of God creating a man, hear this. God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. But he told Adam to name everything. A name is who you are. A name is not who you are. It's also where you are going. The definition of my name, Gabriel, is not an angel. And people are like, oh, that's the angel. That's not what that means. I'm not an angel. Gabriel actually means God's strong man. And so when you understand the definition of who you are, it explains your past, but it also defines your future. So when you have the responsibility of naming a thing, it is your reasonable service, and it is expected by you from the people that are in your life, specifically our women and our families, our children. They look to you for direction, but if you never follow through, then you are an unreliable leader. Women need direction. Women want direction. Women want leadership. They want to be. And if they cannot hear this, and if you don't follow through, then what you're going to do is that eventually is going to breed distrust. And typically a woman, her personality is this: if I don't have a leader, I'm going to get it done myself. And this is where we have the headbutting, and we think that our women are not submissive. No, we got to give them something to submit to. All right, I'll get out of that.
That's good. That's good.
Number three, women hate when men have nothing to really talk about. Remember, y'all, hear me. Pay attention to this. A man cannot be attractive. Have you ever seen a woman who is beautiful? I mean, she is extremely beautiful, and the man is not attractive. Because a woman, I don't care what a woman says, a woman is not, pay attention, a woman is not stimulated first, pay attention, she is not stimulated first by the external, because that's not how she's made up. She's not made how she is created. It has never been to be stimulated by what she sees. She's been created to be stimulated by what she feels. And conversation. Remember, y'all, I'm not trying to preach, but I am a preacher. Eve did not fall because of what she saw. She failed because of a conversation. She failed because of a conversation. If you want to win a woman, have great conversation. If you want to win a woman, have great conversation. The more intelligent a woman is, the more experienced a woman is, the more cultured a woman is, the more diverse a woman is, the more she's looking for someone who can have intelligent conversation, stimulating conversation. So here's a word of advice. If you want to improve conversation, for example, I saw on Facebook, somebody said, don't text what you doing, what you doing. I'm not talking about girls. I'm talking about women. If you want to attract a woman and you're saying, hey, I want to make sure that, because everybody is not a great communicator. Let's be very clear. Every man is not a great communicator. So holding the phone and breathing the phone and what are you doing and how is your day, and then, you know, it's kind of like fishing for conversation. The problem with that is if she's not busy, then that won't bother her. But if a woman is doing stuff, you got to keep up with her. You have to literally win her mind so that she will have interest in talking to you. Because if you do not win her mind because she's extremely busy, she will totally move on from you and get back to what she is actually doing. So how do you improve conversation? I'll say this. Number one, ask questions. Get on the phones and ask questions. You have a conversation, you're talking, ask questions. How are you doing? How was your day? But then move into deeper conversations, deeper questions. What inspires you? What are your biggest fears? If you could do one thing in the world, if you had the opportunity or the money, what is it that you would do? If you could go to another country right now, we could just leave. What country would you go to? If you could go back in the past and fix a mistake, that answer leads to another answer and conversation, etc. By the time you look up and you have spent hours whispering sweet nothings in each other's ear.
Absolutely.
Ask questions. not only can you ask questions, ask for random advice and recommendations. Oh, she'll love that. So I'll give you a perfect example. So as you're all talking, so you can say, so let me ask you a question. If you were in this situation, what would you do? I have this problem on my job, or I've experienced this on my job. What would you do in this leadership role? What would you do if you were this person? How would you handle that? People, that is a great, just that's just great advice in general, because people love people who are interested in them. Number three, talk about social issues if you are courageous enough to do that. Talk about social issues. Talk about not necessarily politics, but ask about, hey, what is your opinion about this going on in society and that going on in society? You want to, now I'm also challenging the women. Because if you get a man that will challenge you in that area, you better be able to talk about something more than Reese Latisse or Narisa. Right? Number four, talk about lessons in life that you've learned. Know the difference. Pay attention. Here's number five. Know the difference between vulnerability and oversharing. So to win a person, you do not have to tell all of your deepest, darkest secrets. But you also can't be transparent. And here's one that most people have a hard time understanding. Men, pay attention to this. This is how you can be a great conversationalist. Active listening. Listen. All right. Number whatever. Women hate when men have bad hygiene. I think.
Yeah.
Women hate when men have bad hygiene. Bro, let me give you some hygiene tips if you would receive. Number one, keep your nails cut and keep your nails clean. Keep your nails cut. Keep your nails clean. Hear me very carefully. It is not gay or feminine to go to the nail salon and get a pedicure or a manicure. You do not want to, you don't want to send her to the hospital because your heels are so sharp that she needs stitches. Some of y'all have some hard heads. You don't listen. And you have some hard heels.
That is hilarious.
The hospital?
It's the stitches.
Bro, don't hurt your girl with them heels, dog. Go to the nail salon and let them scrape. And hear me, for all my men that say, I ain't going to no nail, I ain't about to do none of that. Go one time and let them scrape your heels and then ask them to show you what came off. You're not going to want to ever have that condition again. Keep your nails clean. Number two, floss your teeth. Scrape your tongue. Floss your teeth. Scrape your tongue. Floss your teeth. Scrape your tongue. Why? Because bad breath can be, you can have bad breath because you do not floss. And one of the most important things, you got to scrape your tongue. Now, you will choke a little bit. Don't be alarmed to the place that you don't do it again. Do it every day. Scrape your tongue. Hygiene. Have a facial routine. You are 30 up. You're 30 plus. You should have some type of skincare routine. I'm not talking about, now, bro, let me say this. You should not be in the shower lotioning up your whole body.
You know what?
My dog, you a man, so you don't lotion up your whole body in the shower, and you don't sit down
all right
in no chair and lift your leg
okay.
up like this.
All right.
And lotion up. We lotion standing up.
Yes, sir.
And we only lotion several places. Grown men lotion, unless you got eczema, we only lotion several places. We lotion our legs. We never lotion our thighs. And we lotion our arms. And if you're from the country, we lotion our face. You don't be lotioning your thighs, dog. You better not be lotioning your butt.
Why is this so funny?
Bro. This is crazy.
Skip the thighs and the butt. Bro.
Bro. Bro, don't. But I mean, that's your, if you want to do that, dog, but don't let her catch you doing that, bro. Yeah. But you put some lotion on, put some Vaseline on, don't be walking around with dry skin. Most importantly, bro, a woman don't like no hard, dry hands.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you're straight when it comes to that. Have cologne, dog. Not that, not the white boy stuff, the spray-on stuff. What do you call that, Axe? No, bro. You're grown. You should be investing in your cologne. You should be investing in your cologne or your perfume. Look it up. Don't use 4-in-1s. Bro, you should not be, your soap should not be soap, shampoo, toothpaste, and body spray at the same time.
Four in ones.
Listen, it's bad for your hair to have shampoo and conditioner separated. You should not have your shampoo should not also say conditioner too.
Yeah.
Any barber or stylist will tell you, don't do that.
Stay away
from that. Y'all quiet now because y'all got them 4-in-1 on them.
I mean, why not shower right now? Throw it away.
Yeah. Don't you know for. No, they be brushing their teeth with it too.
Oh no!
Don't use 4-in-1s, dog. Soap should be soap, right? Soap should be soap. Shampoo should be shampoo.
That's good, absolutely.
Conditioner should be conditioner.
That's good.
And toothpaste should be toothpaste. All right, shave. Get this, y'all. Make sure your hair is straight. Get a haircut at least once a week. Wash your body at least. I don't agree with this. Wash your body at least once a day. I personally don't agree with that. I think you should wash your body at least 3 times a day. If you can. But at the bare minimum, 1 time a day. Now, let me say this. Make sure you shave your private parts. Bro. Do this. The older you get, shave your nose and your private parts. The older you get after 30, after 35, you'll start to see grass coming out of your nose. Right? You ever seen old men that got hair in their nose?
It touched the top of their lip.
Yeah, don't do that. Start shaving that and shave your private parts. Here's why. One reason, you'll get your girl sick. You have yeast infections and stuff like that because you hold bacteria in those areas. No, I took a bath. The water.
The explanation is sending me.
Even the moisture can create bacteria.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't say go to the people that do the waxing. That's on you if you want to go there and lay on and you grown man, hold your legs up. But I'm saying you can take an extra 30 minutes to do it yourself. All right. And get this. Women love men who take care of themselves. And none of what I said is feminine, especially clean your nose, clean your eyes, clean your teeth, clean your hands and your nails. Wash your hands on a regular basis. Here's my last one. If you have to sneeze, cough, clear your throat. Cover your mouth. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 5, women hate cat calls. What up, Shawty? Yay! Go, 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 girl. Don't cat call. Hey, excuse me, Miss Lady. How you doing? I ain't trying to startle you. I just want to let you know I think you fine and wise, Shawty. You heard me.
It's
a
Miss Lady.
Don't do that. Yeah. The laugh sent. No.
Miss Lady sent me.
Miss Lady is always what it is, actually.
That's the one. That's
the guy. Miss Lady.
Yeah, at the gas station.
Now, when you become, you know, a part of the upper echelon of community, you say, excuse me, ma'am, but I'm still going to be like, hey, excuse me, Miss Lady, can I help you pump your gas? You here? Yes, sir. I ain't trying to start you out here. Why? Where your man at? That's a good one. Where your man at? You out here late pumping gas? You got no man. You there. How you doing?
That's exactly how it goes right there.
Oh, I got a boyfriend. How he lay you out here late at night pumping your own gas? That how you just slip up, slip in? Hey, man, with you do it.
Yes. How you lay you pumping
your own gas? You feel me?
Yeah. Okay.
Number 6, be romantic. My dog, if you're going to hear me, be romantic. Think about it. Don't bring a card home and flowers and then a can of Vienna sausages at the table. Cook dinner. Do a little something. Or order it, Uber it, and put it on a fresh plate and say you cooked it.
That's it now.
She loves the effort. Take her out. Get dressed up. Brother, let me help you. This is what you do not do as much as possible. Grown men, unless you're trying to do some type of statement, grown men, when you get dressed up, always have on a jacket, a blazer. Do not take your woman out with just a dress shirt and a tie. And stop wearing black with brown shoes. Sick of y'all.
Colors don't match.
Women hate men who are inconsistent. You call one day, you enter one day, you're texting back and forth one day, and then you go ghost. And then you pop back up. Don't be inconsistent. Women hate men who are indecisive. Be a man that's able to make a decision. You ready? Even if it's the wrong decision. Ooh. No one will ever always make the right decision. A woman is not looking for you to always be right. Mm-hmm. She's looking for you to always be a leader.
That's it now.
Number last, women want men who have some level of expertise. Put this in the comments. Mm-hmm. He has to know something. Bro, tell her about how it is to do your job. Tell her about the stock market. Tell her about Bitcoin. Tell her about whatever your occupation is. Tell her about the newest or the latest book you're reading. Tell her about the things that you're learning.